Anchorage is on pace to break the city's snowfall record this winter. The 80 or so inches that has fallen so far is about double the average, and the city is now bracing for another gigantic wallop of the white stuff. APRN's Annie Feit got a tour of the city's snowplow operations as crews were finishing clearing the streets after the last snow and preparing for the next storm.
Paul Van Landingham has spent 15 years working in the city's street maintenance division, and it's not as if he's never seen a winter as snowy as this one, but he says it has been a while.
You know, it is Alaska, you know, we have to do our best, but, you know, if we could just get a break of more than 3 or 4 days without a snowstorm, we could really do some good.
Van Landingham mentions this idea of getting a break several times throughout the tour. It's as if he hopes repeating it enough times may somehow make it come true. But he's realistic, too, and knows it doesn't look like a break is coming anytime soon.
You know, there's just so much snow out here right now, and then calling for another 10 to 18 inches here in the next 2 days. So things could get real interesting here in the next day or two.
When you saw that forecast, what did you think?
That's not what I wanted to see this morning.
It takes the crew about 3 days to plow the snow from the city's streets. Then they shift into snow removal mode, scooping or blowing the snow into huge dump trucks. With another storm on the way, crews are trying to accomplish both tasks. But Van Landingham takes me to a neighborhood in South Anchorage where the traditional plows are operating, scraping the snow off the road and pressing it into the already substantial snowbanks. The city plows 1,400 miles of road, and given the snowfall this winter, Van Landingham says it's been hard to keep up. That means the crews aren't moving as fast as many Anchorage residents would like to see.
We're getting a lot of complaints this year, just because of the volume of snow. We're not doing anything different than we've done in the past, other than there's just a lot more snow than we've had in a lot of years. And, you know, it falls overnight, but it doesn't go away overnight.
Van Landingham says a lot of the complaints involve the city's cul-de-sacs. He says there are 1,400 of them to maintain, and many are stuffed full of snow. Snow removal crews are working to open them up, transporting snow to one of the city's snow dump sites. But they are rapidly filling up. Van Landingham is trying to locate two huge bulldozers to rent to level off the dumps.
Street maintenance is Paul. Hey, Griffin, what's up?
At a stop on the tour, he takes a call from a potential supplier, but it's as if he's speaking a foreign language.
That 6R, if I'm going to go that big, I'm going to go with an 8. If you got an 8R available, that's probably the direction I'd go instead of the 6.
Van Landingham says he likes being a manager, dealing with the logistics and schedules and bulldozer rentals. But a little wistfully, he says he does miss being the guy out on the road.
Actually, compared to what I do now, it was very relaxing. When you're in residentials, it's good. I mean, it's fun. It's a fun job. You're in that huge piece of machinery moving snow, and, you know, and you work at a decent pace, and, you know, you can look back and see a job done.
Getting the job done has meant lots of overtime for the crew this winter, but it's still too early to say what impact that will have on the city's budget. The new fiscal year began January 1st, so if it stops snowing next week, the budget would be in fine shape. But somehow, that doesn't seem likely to happen. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.